Dan, with Senator Baucus confirmed as the new ambassador to China, the job of appointing his successor fell to Governor Steve Bullock. And surprise, surprise, he picked Lieutenant Governor John Walsh.
Actually, not that much of a surprise. It really isn't. It's been widely expected Walsh would be the choice. Ever since President Obama nominated Senator Baucus in December, Governor Bullock wouldn't speak about the potential appointment, saying he didn't want to comment on this hypothetical scenario of Baucus leaving the Senate. But Bullock had already endorsed Walsh for the seat, and in announcing the appointment today from the governor's reception room in the Capitol building, he said he did not interview anyone for the post, choosing whom he thought would be most effective.
I wanted to appoint someone who I believed would represent the values Montanans hold important. I wanted to appoint someone who I believe that would be working to find solutions, not further dividing our state and our nation.
So, Dan, Senator Walsh will have about a year in office, and how is he going to be spending his time?
Well, before being elected as lieutenant governor in 2012, Walsh spent more than 30 years in the Montana National Guard, the last 4 years of which he was adjutant general. That's the head of the Guard. He says he wants to continue focusing on veterans' issues. He also wants to work on creating jobs, improving the economy, reducing the national debt, and protecting civil liberties. He says when he talks to Montanans, he hears there's a lot that needs to be fixed in Washington.
There are too many politicians who put their own political agendas ahead of what's right. Too many folks who don't take their responsibility seriously. That's not how I work, and that's not how Montanans work.
Up until now, Dan Walsh has had two primary challengers in his Democratic race for the Senate, political unknown Wilsall rancher Dirk Adams and former Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger. But that could change.
Yeah, I spoke with Mr. Bollinger this afternoon. He says he's most likely out.
I would be running against an incumbent who has an incredible ability to raise money. And unfortunately, money plays such a significant role in who gets elected. I just feel that the wise thing to do would be to withdraw.
Sally, Governor Bullock's appointment of Walsh has also resulted in a quick backlash from the Montana Republican Party.
And Republicans are characterizing it as a backroom political deal.
Right. Speaking with Montana Republican Party Executive Director Bowen Greedwin today, he says that's what it looks like to him.
It's a partisan ally who's running for the Senate, who has said publicly that he thinks this will help his name recognition. And boom, it's a done deal without any kind of public awareness of how that decision was reached.
Sally, already this afternoon on YouTube, the state GOP posted this video with that menacing kind of music we associate with negative campaign ads, and it says, John Walsh, an insider appointed by insiders.
And of course, an insider image is exactly what Walsh has been looking to avoid. He wanted to run as someone without a prior political record.
Yeah, he will have one now, though. And we'll see if being an incumbent helps or hurts him in his race against the likely Republican nominee, Montana Congressman Steve Daines.
And speaking of Congressman Daines, he was rather diplomatic in his response to the appointment today.
Yeah, I'll read his statement here. Quote, I look forward to working with John. It's an honor to go to work each day on behalf of the people of Montana who have entrusted me to serve them. And soon Montanans will have the opportunity to decide who best represents Montana's priorities in the U.S. Senate. End quote. But Sally, he's not waiting in the wings. Congressman Daines is trying to attract his own attention today. He has an ad which will begin airing during the Olympics tonight, speaking coincidentally about veterans.
Their bravery and sacrifice make our country great. That's why I voted to protect military pay and veterans' pensions. And as your senator, my commitment to them will never waver.
And Dan, what's the next step here with soon-to-be Senator John Walsh?
His resignation as lieutenant governor is effective Sunday night. He'll be sworn in as senator on Tuesday in Washington. Governor Bullock, meanwhile, says he has not chosen a new lieutenant governor yet, but that announcement will be coming soon.
Well, I've been speaking with Capitol reporter Dan Boyce about today's appointment of Lieutenant Governor John Walsh as Montana's next United States senator. Dan, thanks.
Thank you.